arguably the best weekend of football of the year coming up. And we've got some great quotes from Chris Berman, the Boomer, in just a second about that weekend. This weekend. What an awesome display of why the NFL is the most popular sport in America. Unfortunately, there's some downsides as well. And we're going to talk today in the first segment with Peter Robey from the Center for the Study of Sport and Society and with Chris Mortensen, who was on Outside the Lines talking about this very subject yesterday, that a leading forensic pathologist told the New York Times that brain damage suffered by former NFL defensive back Andre Waters may have led to his depression and ultimately his suicide, that the condition of his brain tissue was what would be expected in an 85-year-old man. We're going to talk about that today, and then we're going to talk with Luke Jensen about the Australian Open. And finally, we'll talk U Sports, as we always do, the last segment of the show with Dr. Andrew Jacobs and Luke, and why today's young athletes seem to lack, for the most part, when you compare them around the world, they seem to lack the work ethic, the kind of incredibly disciplined, committed work ethic that is allowing the rest of the world to catch up and even surpass us. But having said that, here's Chris Berman from yesterday's show about why I believe, and he believes, that the Colts may well be the team of destiny this year that no one may have expected.
The teams that had, like, last year's Colts, 13-0, you know, but yet didn't even make it to the championship game. The Pittsburgh, when the Ben was a rookie, 15-1, beaten by New England in the championship game. Sometimes you come back at 12-4, just to pick a number, and are more grizzled and more hardened and have are better off in January than you were when you were 15-1 and 14-2, and that's probably the boat San Diego will fall in.
So not only do I believe that Indianapolis is more ready now than they were even last year, that they've got that dirty, messed up, scrappy mentality, they are ready. They're ready to weather the storm. And for the same reason, I believe the San Diego Chargers will be ready to weather the storm next year, now that they were smart enough to keep Marty Schottenheimer. When we come back, Peter Robey and Chris Mortensen from ESPN will give us a few minutes on the sad case of Andre Waters and concussions and the sacrifice that you don't realize, many don't realize, athletes make. We'll be right back on Sirius Channel 122 and Sports Byline.